Tanya Konev teaches preschool in Russian language at Kachemak Silo School, where she says space is tight.
The last couple of years, I didn't have a preschool, so I would teach wherever I could, like nurse's room, principal's office. And then last year, they made me a little closet. So now I have a little closet that I work with preschoolers.
So you're teaching preschool in a closet?
Yeah.
Where is that, Jomi?
Sure.
Konev shows me the tiny closet where she teaches. It's colder inside than the main building. We can see our breath on the chilly morning.
So this is my preschool room. This is my second year in this little room.
The preschool in the closet is just one of the many far from ideal situations at the school. Tim Whipp, the principal at Kachemak Silo, says the buildings that make up the school are literally falling apart.
The schools are in fairly poor shape. And they do need to be replaced. And you know, most schools, when they're built for education. So you have plenty of wall space for kids' work and smart boards, whatever it takes. And most of these were built for homes and renovated to make it a schoolroom. Plus, the buildings just they're old and need a lot of work. And at a certain point, they're really not worth fixing up.
Whip says there are concerns about safety. A building that the high school is in has serious foundation problems.
Part of the high school is sinking in. And I'll show you when we go over there, it's definitely got a good slope.
Across town at the high school, you can see the building sloping down from the street. Inside, Principal Whip shows me the problems.
Well, the floor has got duct tape on it to keep it together, and you know, the carpet's been here for a while.
The floors are bulging and uneven.
Yeah, I haven't measured it, but I'm betting where we're standing here, 20 feet away to the end of the building, it's a good foot difference in slope.
David Kalugin is the mayor of Kachemak Silo.
We have three buildings for 60 students, and the safety here is not too good, and when it's snowing or windy, they can feel the draft and it's cold inside. I believe in the high school they have to wear coats when it's really cold.
He moved to Kachemak Silo from Oregon in the 90s and says he's here to stay. He works as a commercial fisherman like most men in the village. He says he wants his two young children, 10 and 8, to get a good education so they'll have more opportunities. He says enrollment in the school has dropped a bit recently, but it will go back up again.
We have no plans to move anywhere else right now. It's just some older people moved out a few years ago. They had big families. They sold their houses and younger couples came in. And I don't think any houses are empty here. And we have some around 6 or 7 families, couples live here that don't have children in the school. 10 years down the road, our enrollment is going to be back up again.
As it is now, Kalugin says, it's not the best learning environment for students, and he hopes the school can be unified into a new single building.
It would be easier for teachers, easier for the children, get these buildings replaced with a new upgraded school.
Standing outside the high school with the sloping foundation, he says if they don't build something new soon, they'll have to abandon the buildings.
One of the buildings I'm sure will be closed due to falling apart pretty soon. And we're running out of money to maintain them.
Kalugin says they've been asking the district to build them a new school for years. Now that they're finally at the top of the list and the state's out of money, he's worried it might not happen. This week, representatives of Kachemak Silo will be in Juneau to try to convince legislators that, despite the budget shortfall, they should build a new school in their village. In Kachemak Silo, I'm Daisha Eaton.